Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Well, it's Monday, Monday. Good morning, Joey on the radio, 6:05 on this Monday, on this May 6th. It's like cold. You know, I don't know, around the rest of the country, I know I shouldn't complain that we had tornadoes and a tough week and a rough week last week, and we wish our best to everybody around the country. But, you know, New York, as we speak to you, and it's been like a little chilly, you know? I mean, anything under 80 degrees is chilly for me. I'm ready for springtime. I'm ready to embrace summertime. So, soon enough, right? Soon enough. Hey, so great to have you with us. We've got a great show. Dan the Man Hoffman from the CIA, former CIA, senior clandestine services officer, Fox News contributor. We're going to talk about the Biden administration putting a hold on an ammunition shipment to Israel, you know, because that Rafah initiative should happen any second. And they're now, I'm telling you, with the International Criminal Court, you know, going after Israel now. Very, very strange. And then you know, I was thinking about October 7th last year, the Holocaust in Israel. That was just like, it was just October. It was just October, you know. And, oh, my goodness, just watching the world implode now is just so tough to watch, especially when we saw all the red flags up, you know. But this administration did nothing about them. So we will talk to the president of the FBI Citizens Academy Alumni Association in New Jersey, out of Newark, New Jersey, E.D. Peters Lingori. So, she'll give us a breakdown exactly what's going on. Also, Pastor Corey Brooks is a friend, great guy, founder and senior pastor of New Beginnings Church of Chicago, founder and CEO of Project Hood Communities. Communities Development Corporation is called Project Hood. So apparently the Cinco de Mayo parade was canceled over what? Gang violence. So this new mayor, worse than that Lori Lightfoot lady. I mean, if you could believe it, this Mayor Johnson. So we'll break it down with Corey Brooks. And then you hear my friend John O'Cobble talk about they still haven't found out who killed his brother, his 17-year-old brother Christian in Chicago. Same as up now, Newark, New Jersey has a curfew. Newark, New Jersey, you know, and it's got a curfew. Ross Baraka, the mayor, put a curfew on weekends, and it will extend into the summertime when summer kicks in. Better safe than sorry, I guess, but I just don't know. We just can't plain get a handle on this in the inner cities. Dr. Marty McCary, just a great guy. John Hopkins physician, public health researcher, New York Times bestselling author of The Price We Pay. And this is the best. This is my favorite, and we'll talk to Dr. McCary about it. And this is a headline, that the United States shared intel with the United Kingdom showing a high likelihood of a COVID-19 lab leak. Man, I'm telling you, do you ever notice on this show you knew exactly what was happening with COVID? Everything we told you about COVID unfolded in real time on this show, and it was all truthful. And now we go back, and now everybody's acting like, oh, lab leak? You know, did they, of course they knew what was going on. They just, why wouldn't they be honest with us? See, I have to tell you too, this is the problem of the election. Cause you're not voting for Biden. You're not voting for Biden. You know, you're not. You're voting for lifelong bureaucrats who just want to lock us down and want us to be sheep and minions. That's all they want. We are collateral damage to them. If a few thousand of us die, if a few millions of us die, they don't care. They want power and they want control. That's all this is about. Don't let them tell you. They're going to use climate. They're going to use the pandemic. They're going to use the COVID situation. And they could care less about you and me. Said you're not, when you vote for Biden, and also, you know what? If you vote for Biden, I'm telling you, it's so dangerous. It's the military industrial complex. You're voting for the cabal, because it's not Biden at all. Biden doesn't even go out on the road anymore. He keeps going back to Delaware. I mean, Delaware is nice, but I mean, if you're in the White House, I mean, don't you want to stay in the White House? No, maybe not. I don't know. But I tell you, you have to understand that this is a warmongering administration that wants an ongoing war. And there could be thousands of deaths and more. They don't care because they make a fortune. Trust me on that. You vote for Biden, that's what you're voting for. You know, and when you vote for Trump, you're voting against that. So even if you don't like Trump, you vote for Trump, you're voting against everything that what I just described, you're going up against. So it's not, they always say it's Biden and Trump. It's, you know, when you talk about Biden, it's not Biden. And then they try to marginalize Biden and make him human, which is hysterical. So they bring out Mark Hamill from Star Wars, you know, that's the best. Yes, you know, Kareem Jean-Pierre goes, it's Friday, and we're going to bring a special person out, and here's Luke Skywalker coming in. And then he had the Biden.
May the force be with you.
She had the shades on. He had like the shades on, and it was like he had the Joe Biden shades on, and it was, and then he started saying nice things about Biden, about and they tried to like humanize Biden. They're trying to. I'm telling you, and we're watching this in real time, and they think we're going to buy it. You know, so please, don't. You're not voting. It's not buying your vote. And then just, I have to mention this, too. And a good morning, 611 with Joe on the radio.
But did you hear what she said after Mark Hamill got off?
What she said?
The press sort of applauded, like, oh, wow, this is great, Mark Hamill, you know, okay. And she goes, you know, you guys never clap for me when I go out. I mean, really? You're barely holding on to your job as press secretary. You want them to applaud you when you walk off? Come on, stop.
I know. And then there was something from I guess it was MSNBC, of course, where they did an interview with De Niro. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I watch and enjoy Bruce Springsteen, as he gets older and still doing like a European tour. It's like, it's unbelievable. And you know, he's on stage all those hours. It's amazing. And when De Niro comes on the screen, you know, I said, look, this is De Niro. You got to watch. And you know, I'm a fan, I guess, of these guys. Yet they hate, you know, this. They hate Biden. They hate Trump, and they to the point where they stick up for Biden. So De Niro starts talking about how Trump is like Hitler, and he says it. And this is I have to talk about it. And sometimes I don't even want to address it. But this is the danger, because they don't know. They're not informed. They're just not. And I have people I know in the business that I admire so much, and they hate Trump to the point where they stick up for Biden. You know, and now we got a problem. I mean, there's war all over. I mean, there's like we've never seen before, starting with Afghanistan. Take your pick. You know what's going on, happening in Ukraine, and what's and the lack of, as our friend KT McFarland says, energy dominance. You know, but then when you say Donald Trump is like Hitler, everything that is happening in this administration is of the Third Reich. Everything is happening. If you say something that they don't agree with, they will shut you down. If you're a political opponent of them, they will send the Department of Justice after you. They will weaponize the Department of Justice. Doesn't matter who you are. And I'm telling you, Trump's in court again today for nothing, for absolutely nothing. And it's going on in America in 2024, like it would go on with Stalin. Goebbels would love something like this. You know, not to mention Vladimir Putin or President Xi or North Korea. What you're seeing in this administration, that's the third. And I'm telling you, if there's an actor of the caliber of Bobby De Niro that can say, you know, that Trump's like Hitler, then it's fair enough that we can say that's not true. But what is true is the shutting down of freedom of speech, causing wars, allowing a Holocaust of the Israelis. That to me is more Third Reichish than anything else. And someone has got to say it, and no one does, you know. But I feel bad, because when I was a Democrat, and I was like a lifelong Democrat. I didn't know or understand what I do now, because we do radio every morning, and it takes so much homework. You don't even want to know. You know, it's constant. It's just virtually constant. You have to be on your game, because you're always on the clock, you know. But it forces you to see the truth. And believe me, if it wasn't the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth, whether, people like it or not. You know, I talked to a big wig last week, you know, in politics. And, oh, Joe, you're the Republican now. They think you're Republican now. You know, if you like the country, they think you're Republican. I said, hey, man, I'm an independent. I don't trust either side, you know. And the guys are surprised about that because everybody's lockstep with their party. And therein, I think, lies the problem with politics. So Dr. Marty McCarry will tell us about the collusion, I guess it was. That's my word. Between the U.S. and United Kingdom about the high likelihood of a COVID-19 lab leak. Now, Tom Holman's going to tell us about Donald Trump's plan to deport nearly 20 million illegal immigrants. May as well say it. I got to say it now because you have to take the criminals out. How will we do it? How is it going to happen in a peaceful way, in a humane way? Because they're going to go after Trump. They're not saying anything about the illegals coming in, about the crimes, about the invasion of the United States, about the 2 million gotaways, about the blackout event that just very well might happen. You know, that's another thing, too. I was thinking about you while I'm covering everything. Let me just blab for a second. Quarter after 6 o'clock in the morning. You remember Catherine Herridge? What happened to Catherine Herridge? Remember that? Yeah. I don't forget about those things. Catherine Herridge was a great reporter for CBS. Great reporter. She comes up with the Hunter laptop stuff. She's got some stuff on Hunter Biden. They fire her. They lock her office, and they steal all her documents. Now, what happened? That story went away. That's what I'm talking about. That's Third Reich stuff, man. That's Hitler-esque. That they go in, you can't say anything bad. That's like, you know, the Soviet Union. What is that? What is that? Where is she? Is she okay? Do we know? She just went away and that's it? Catherine Herridge? She said at that same time, there will be a black swan event. Now, I'm listening to Catherine Herridge and she's got more credibility to me than this guy in the Oval Office. So what's going to happen? What black swan event? Can we be alerted for it at least? Oh, Tom Holman will break it down. And also, this is great. Square Hotel in New York's Theater District converted into a migrant shelter. There you go. Tom Del Picaro. We'll catch up with Tom about the campus protests in California on UCLA. Absolutely disgraceful. And Tommy Lahren, Fox News commentator, host of the Tommy Lahren is Fearless on Outkick show. And we'll talk about Jack Smith, this guy. That weird cat, man, that is going after President Trump, you know, in the Mar-a-Lago document, the presidential documents case, another non-issue. And apparently they got some of these documents and he mishandled some of them. And will that be thrown out? The problem is you're watching Hope Hicks on the stand. You're going to watch this guy, Michael Cohen, on the stand today. And you and I go, there's no case. You got no case. Everybody's Hope Hicks actually said nice things about Donald Trump. It ain't about Trump. It's about taking somebody who's a political opponent and then taking them to court with 91 indictments. A president, a former president of the United States, and then you're going to compare Trump to Hitler when it's going on. That Hitler-esque attitude is going on in the White House right now. So scary. Hey, Joe, on the radio, and we got a lot to get into. It's 6:18. Debbie Duhame's out there on the road. Hi, Debbie. How you doing? Good morning to you, Deb. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. So you had a great weekend?
You know what? I'll tell you about when we come back. Thank you. Father Mike, my buddy Father Mike Drury, was 50 years. He celebrated in the priesthood. 50 years, you can believe it. I know. Wonderful. This guy was there for the family at every turn, and he had a celebration at St. Luke's Parish in Long Valley. And Joe, would you come in? And I went to the Mass. And he's turning 80. Looks great, God bless him. Looks like he's 50. But so I went and I did the whole thing, but I got nostalgic. I went to the church where I would take the kids when they were very, very young. Aww. And you would go to that church and Father Mike baptized the kids, you know. So I got very, very sad. But I was by myself. I go by myself.
Well, I'm sure you could have had an entourage with you if you wanted to.
Yeah, I guess. But I wanted to show respect. And then what do you give the priest? Do you give the priest a little something? I gave him a little something. I hope he's not offended. I gave him a little taste, you know. I mean, what are you going to do? Is that okay? Personal note? Hey, Dave, Father, here you go. Keep this for yourself. Go ahead. I don't know.
That's nice.
I kept thinking about what happened last week when I took the collection again at St. Jean Baptiste, and that lady that said, "Can I have change?" As I stopped in front of her.
That's crazy.
I know, but she was so, if you saw her, she was so stressed. She had a $10 bill. She goes, "Do you have change?" And I go, sure. And I held it there, and she looked in. She put a $10 bill in, and then she took a $5 out. And I told the priest, I told Father John on the way out yesterday, do you mind? He goes, yeah, as long as she didn't take $11, he said.
Exactly.
I thought it was fun.
Exactly.
Oh, you gotta have fun. And God bless her for giving something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
that's funny. Good story.
And then, I'll tell you, we got a lot to get into, but appreciate your post. And thanks for, our hearts go out to a trooper that passed away in training. Debbie, thank you for sending that story out, because that's how we found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And our hearts go out to Colonel Callahan and the New Jersey State Troopers, such a stellar organization. The death of Trooper Marcellus E. Bethea from Morristown passed away during training. So may his soul rest in peace. And our hearts go out to all the troopers and Colonel Callahan. Thank you, Debbie, for that. 20 after 6. Debbie is on those roads checking out a Monday for you, May 6th on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. It's a little bit foggy this morning. Be careful traveling. Also, it looks like 95 completely reopened as you head out through Norwalk. Again, the earlier issues from over the weekend, everything cleared away after Friday's tanker accident. As you head up through that area of exit 14, everything reopened on 95. LIE moving slowly westbound, getting into Maurice Avenue with an accident taking two lanes over there. And it's kind of busy on the Hutch southbound at Orchard Beach in the Bronx. A crash being cleared. A tough ride right now, Joe, on 80 eastbound, except 30 into Mount Arlington. Two lanes blocked, a tractor-trailer fire there. It's under control, but a lot of fire department activity here on 80 east, getting out through Mount Arlington. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 10 minutes. Lincoln, 15. Holland Tunnel, about 15 minutes in from both approaches. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Let me tell you about Y-Refi, if I can. So you can invest in helping refinance private school loans. I could tell you something that you can invest in that's smart and safe and helps people. And I could tell you about an example that I always like telling you about, like Chris co-signing on those student loans with his son. And then I always tell you, his son left school. They were stuck in a situation where they could not make the payments. Why? Refi provided a solution to reduce their payments and decrease their interest rate. Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off their loans and building a life. And I tell you about that rate, that fixed rate, 10.25%. You can earn up to that percent of return. It's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You are in control. You could turn your income on or off. Absolutely no fees, no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. So let me tell you what you can do, if I may. You just go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call 888-YREFI-24. Folks all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YREFI. They don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market. They're trustworthy. They're honest at YREFI. You could just go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Again, the number as you're driving, please try to remember, 888-YREFI. 24, you tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Health and savings in a bottle. Get your BOGO on Green Tea TX now. Summer is right around the corner. Now is the time to shed that belly fat, boost energy, and hydrate your body. Invite Health's Green Tea TX is a liquid tincture that you add to water or any beverage to turn it into a super drink to fuel your system. Organic, kosher, zero calories, no sugar, and decaffeinated, so no jitters. Provides powerful antioxidants and contains vitamin C to help your skin look and feel its best. Green Tea TX is great for weight loss, fat burning, mood, and immune health. Act now for this limited time buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX Liquid. Shipping is free. Call 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345 or go to invitehealth.com. What are you waiting for? Order now to get your buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX. 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. 624 in the morning on this May 6th. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured, veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, become homeless, heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arnault and his family. Arnault was killed while protecting his community battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and young daughter. You've seen him on TV with Frank Silla, right? In their darkest hour, such a heartbreak. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arnault's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. So join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good, because we got to support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of first responders and family of first responders like Jason Arnault, plus Gold Star families with young children. How about catastrophically injured service members? How about homeless veterans? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is there for all. And you could help by donating $11 a month. That's all we ask at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. God bless you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, this is weird. Good morning, Albert. Good morning, Joey.
Morning,
how you guys
morning.
Doing? Good weekend, guys. Everything okay? All good?
Yeah, great weekend.
Oh, who's floating on air this morning? Oh, I thought that was a cloud that went by. That's just Josabilia in love.
This weekend, let me tell you something. Not the Barry, no, Lou Rawls again.
Yeah.
You know, what I found out this weekend is my girlfriend is an excellent singer.
Duet in your future?
Perhaps. Well, that's what everybody was calling for. We went to karaoke night. She had never been. This is the first time she ever went, and she killed it. She did a song from Grease.
Which was?
I think There Are Worse Things I Could Do. I think that was the song.
Well, you know what? That's right. Al's right. At the wedding, you could do the back and forth.
Whoa,
you know?
That's right. We'll be like Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
We're jumping. We're jumping here to the wedding. I mean,
Listen.
Rushing things a little bit.
Right. You know. That's okay. You make the leap like I did.
There's a client cruise coming up. Maybe
you're rushing to the wedding, but see, the problem is, I don't want to rush to the divorce either.
What's smart. Closer to the divorce is getting married. Smart. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Hey, Joe, so this is great. Now, you got up. I've never been to a karaoke bar. I wouldn't even know what to do. So, because I kind of do it for a living, I guess, when I get up. I'll see.
Go to a bar to sing for people.
Yeah. I'll sing karaoke for 7,000.
Yeah. Talk to my agent.
The difference is I pay them to sing.
Right.
You get paid to sing.
So what do you What did you sing when you were?
I serenaded. I said this is a song for a very special lady, and I sang The Way You Look Tonight.
Oh, that's always great. That's a killer.
This in Manhattan?
This is in Manhattan.
Yeah, there's
someday when I'm feeling low. Yeah, that's the one.
On the
Joey,
east side of Manhattan, near the Empire State Building, there's a bunch of karaoke places. So you go in. It's basically like you can reserve rooms for, you know, a certain amount of people, 2 people, eight people, whatever you want to do. And you get like a phone book, basically, of songs that they have. You pick a song, they play it, and you sing in front of your friends.
Now, this place I went to, though, the place I go to, it's not quite like that. This place has a stage, and you're singing for the whole bar and all the people in there.
Oh, wow.
So, and they also do have the private rooms there.
Right.
But I'm not too big in the... Because if I want to sing in a private room, I just have people over to my apartment and sing.
Yeah, but the private but the private room thing is cool because, they have drinks, they have little appetizers and stuff, and you're just singing for your friends. So if you don't feel like getting on stage in front of...
And if you're at the apartment, the guy downstairs gets upset.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to whisper.
He starts banging the broom on the ceiling. Keep it down up there!
You'll never find.
I got to tell you, that's so interesting on that. So what I did, speaking of which, I went to see the great Tony Desserre, my friend. Nice. Tony Desserre. I mean, this kid, we kind of started him out, but not that he needed us to do it because he's such a big talent. But he was in New York. He was doing a show called Our Sinatra. We found him at Jilly's 100 years ago, me and Anthony Pope and my buddy Stan from Chicago. And we got this club, and Tony was the piano player there. everybody came in. We had a ball, and we would get up and we would sing. But it was it was kind of, I guess you could do kind of karaoke, but Tony Bennett used to hang out. Jimmy Gandolfini came in, Danny Aykroyd. It was so happening. Now Tony plays for he's symphonic and he plays for symphony. So he's playing at the Berry Center in Mahwah up there. And nice. My daughter goes, Dad, Tony, the Sarah's close by. I say, okay, we'll all go. So now we all go and you know me, I don't go out to really, unless I'm asked to do it. Yeah. Cause I'm always doing something.
I'm beyond the people. Give me a private table. No, wall around it. I just want to see over with my eyes.
They did such a great job. And Tony goes, you want to sit in? He texts him, you want to sit in? And I went, sure, whatever you want to do. Because Tony and I used to go on the road together. Right. We would go back and forth. So it
was. And I know Party is going, oh, I don't want to play. I just want to listen to the guy.
Well, part of me was to say, yeah, I want to stay home. But for Tony, so I go up and Mikey's there and Olivia's there. And you know what? It was great. And he goes, hey, Joe Piscopo's here. Crowd was great. And of course I did, we did That's Life. And he did it with some great cats in the band. And then I said, then I'm on stage. I go, wait, it's Jersey. I said, let me do the Jersey song. I said, New York, New York in D. He said, sure. So we just had a great time. And I don't do that, you know?
Right.
So that was fun. So shout out to Tony DeSerre. If you get a chance to see him, you got to catch him. He's at Carnegie Hall, I believe, February 7th. So with the New York Pop. Very, very exciting. I love seeing the young kids. Alan, I'm sorry. Just it's great. With Sibelia, you see, because we're going to be dead. Isn't that the funniest thing? We're going to be dead.
Why these guys are going to still be working. Why do you have to keep reminding
them? Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'll be dead as well one day.
So. No.
But it's so funny because when you think about death, you know, like Woody Allen, death,
I don't like to talk about death.
No, no, listen. But people, how scared Woody Allen was to die in all of his films. And now when you do die, when I think about it, and I can name names that people have died this year already, nobody cares. It's like the whole world moves on.
This is very uplifting. Are you thinking about dying? You know what happens when people die? Nobody cares. Really? Good. Okay.
I'm comforted. Unless to you, God forbid, like my mom, I feel such a hole in my heart and such an emptiness in my life because my mom passed away.
A lot of people cared about that. Yeah. But you're saying everybody else.
No, but you know what? I say stars. I don't want to mention names because I don't want to disrespect them. Stars, they pass away and then you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe he died. What happened? Oh my God. 24 hours then. That's it. Then you got...
Move on. You're overshadowed by the latest TikTok video that's gone viral.
Something. So it's going to be interesting, though. So, Joe, just say nice things. That's all I ask, Joe. You know,
CNN calls me for the quote, it'll be nothing but the highest praise for you.
You know, Joe said one time, you die, nobody cares.
Exactly.
Joe honestly didn't think you were going to care.
Thanks.
I'm just quoting a Chaz from Bronxdale. You know,
nice.
Nobody cares. You know,
nobody cares.
That's stupid. All right, we're going to break a little bit, but
I was going to recount my little tale of how I took one step closer to death by going to a new hamburger joint and eating bad food. But that's all right. Let's keep it uplifted.
Wait a minute. We got 2 seconds. Where'd you go? Locally in New York?
Yeah, no. Here in Manhattan, there's a guy, George Motes. He wrote this book, Hamburger America. He's really like the number one guy on hamburgers and how they should be cooked and this and that, whatever. And he had this show on Food Network. So he's opened up his own actual brick-and-mortar hamburger place.
Sure.
It's called Hamburger America. It's about an 8-minute ride from here. I stopped there on Friday at 11 o'clock when they opened. Had two of the best hamburgers I've ever eaten in my life. One is his signature burger with very, very thinly sliced onions, and it's an onion burger, basically, with cheese. And then I had another patty was his other sort of standard burger with mustard, chopped onions, and pickles. And I'm not a mustard guy, but mustard...
Yeah.
Totally makes
interesting
a
in a burger mustard. That's very interesting.
It was
but
phenomenal.
You had two.
Single. No, it's a smash patty, very very thin. I had a single of each, and fries, which were fantastic. Great little the whole What's place the name is. It's called Hamburger America. Very 50s, kind of 60s vibe. You know, like a diner, stools, and the whole
Love
thing.
Love
fantastic
it.
Little place. It was a lot of fun.
So how
and then I and then
bite?
I drank and then I what? Drank a little too much on Friday night. Wife said on Saturday, she said, you smell like a brewery. I'm like, well, I was. Oddly enough, I was at one. So,
oh, honey, you flatter me.
Yeah,
You took it like
and then
a
I was, And then I was like, yeah, you know what? You know?
It's that new cologne, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's that new cologne. It's called Hops. Hops and Barley. Fantastic. And that's a local
that.
Brewery.
Oh, man. 634. Maybe we get Joe to sing on the show when we come back. Open up his music.
No, we should be selling tickets. We don't give this stuff away for free. Come on.
Yeah, that's a fine idea. I'm telling you. I keep thinking that. And Joe with the young guys.
You know what? Listen. Yeah. We do a cigar night, right? We do a cigar night. We have Sibilia gets up, does a tune or two.
Yeah.
You speak for a few minutes. We don't want to overstrain your voice or anything. Yeah. We get you to come up. Quick little bing bang, we have you out. I'm telling you, it'll be a fun night. We could sell tickets to it.
Yeah.
We should do this.
Sure. Listen.
We could talk politics. I've been talking to people
at the station for 10 years to do these things.
We'll talk a little politics. Somebody must be listening. No, but talk politics, a little entertainment, and then that's it. Nice evening.
I love it. Yeah, I'm in. I'll talk about my receiving a doctorate, an honorary doctorate. I'll talk about that.
Oh.
You will refer to
doctor
me as...
Doctor of Beyond the People. Doctor Beyond the People, hello. Nice to meet you.
Doctor, what are you looking at? Don't make eye contact, please.
Right. I'm now a doctor.
I'm going to be like, Jill Biden called me doctor, please. I am a doctor
now. The open to the show. Dr. Joe Piscopo. Not former Saturday Night Live man. Dr. Joe Piscopo. Very prestigious.
You know, I got a doctor from Centenary College, which is great. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you multiple have one you're already doctor, a doctor.
I know. Doctor. Calling Dr. Mo. Calling Dr. Larry. Dong, dong. Man, how funny is that? My youth miss. There it is.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard. Calling Dr. Howard. Dr.
Whoop.
Fine. Dr.
Howard. That's me. That's me getting my doctorate. I'll be like Curly.
Hey, look, a doctorate.
Hey, Porcupine. Hey, oh, God. 6:36. We're going to break while we can. Al has the news for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Whoop, 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 whoop. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
55 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD stepping up patrols near houses of worship after more than 20 synagogues received bomb threats over the weekend in New York City. Authorities trying to figure out where the threats came from, but police say they are unfounded. This comes as Senator Chuck Schumer announced $400 million in a new round of federal funds for places of worship to use for boosting security. There's been a huge rise in threats against Jewish and Muslim communities. New Jersey state officials say an 8-year veteran of the New Jersey State Police died this weekend from a training accident. The accident happened at the agency's headquarters in Ewing. Trooper Marcellus Bethea assigned to Morristown Station in Burlington County. The agency says funeral arrangements will be announced later this week. No other details have been released. In sports, Rangers leading their best-of-seven second-round series against the Hurricanes, earning a 4-3 victory in Game 1 at the Garden. Yankees finished their sweep of the Tigers, a 5-2 eight-inning victory in the Bronx and the Mets. They were swept by the Rays in 10 innings by the final of 7-6. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Altered inside parking rules in effect. Traffic slowing down 95 southbound, getting down through the area of exit 13, getting down through that Norwalk area. Again, everything reopened over by exit 15 after Friday's tanker accident. 80 eastbound moving slowly, exit 30 into Mount Arlington. Tractor-trailer fire under control, but two lanes blocked. Traffic is moving slowly over on the thruway. Southbound getting down toward exit 13. It's a disabled vehicle in the way as you head down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge, inbound George Lincoln and the Holland 20 and across the board. Sponsored by Blindster.com. If you're like many people, you may think custom blinds is a job for expensive professionals. Well, at Blindster, if you have a tape measure and a screwdriver, you can install their blinds and save big. Plus, they guarantee they'll fit. Blindster.com. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today. Foggy this morning, partly cloudy today, high of 71. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 77. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor while I can, because I think it can get you out of pain. And I'm able to get around. My goodness gracious, running around like I'm getting around. And also this, it's the little things too about Relief Factor. Why I want you to call 800-4-RELIEF.
or go to relieffactor.com and get the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, which is still only $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee, 100% drug free. So you can get out of, a pain. And you know, so for example, I'm in the audience and then my friend Tony says, hey, Joe Piscopo's here. So now I'm up out of my seat. I got to wheel around. They put steps on the stage to stage right. So I got to go all the way around the audience, around the sound booth in the back. And then kind of, and then here's Joe Piscopo do a little jog. So you know, you want to keep the, you don't want to, you never want to hit the stage with the applause stopping, you know, not a good thing. So you go, you know, but I'm moving and I'm on the stage and I'm up the stairs and I can do it. And it sounds so elementary if you're listening and you're younger, but when you get older, you're not moving like you used to move. But you, I believe you can be moving like you should be moving with Relief Factor. 100% drug free. Yeah. And you know what? Give yourself 3 weeks with the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, still only $19.95. Comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but to get out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Join me, Dennis Prager, on an unforgettable Bible cruise to the Caribbean, November 29th to December 8th. 2024. Imagine 9 days of basking in the sun, surrounded by the stunning beauty of a tropical paradise. Amid profound conversations, I'll share about the Bible and my insights into current events in a way that I believe you will really enjoy. Secure your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime adventure by calling 855-565-5519 or booking online at PragerBibleCruise.com.
Hey, Joey on the radio. Thank you, Dennis Prager. Can I tell you about Pompeii gift baskets? So, I'm telling you, this Mother's Day, and I'm going to tell you how you can get in touch with Daniela and everybody at Pompeii gift baskets. Because what I did on Friday, I owed somebody a wedding present, and you don't know what to get. You know what I did? I got the wine bottle with the names engraved on the wine bottle. How great is that? And I went right online. I did it online, which was great. You go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com. You mentioned Piscopo, by the way. You put Piscopo, they'll put code in there. You put Piscopo, you get 10% off your order. I'll give you the number in a second. But I got a nice, beautiful kosher basket, by the way. You can get kosher. Oh, yeah. Kosher basket, and I got a nice bottle of wine, and it says, you know, said the couple's name, congratulations, love Joe P, you know, and I'm telling you, it makes such a great impression. And you can get a picture, they put the picture right onto the bottle of champagne. Mom deserves at least that. So why don't you give Daniela a call? And now they deliver throughout the United States, from single baskets to large corporate orders, most shipping within 24 hours. And if you don't want to get something engraved, you just could send the most beautiful baskets, high end, like champagnes, liqueurs, just anything. You want chic, you want something that's, you know, just customized, elegant. They have sports themed everything at Pompeii Gift Baskets. Don't forget to mention Piscopo. You get 10% off your order. 551-221-7167. 551-221-7167. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com.
The Arthur Ardala Power Hour. Coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
What happened? Did I do the doctor thing? Did I do something?
Well, you got two doctors, so you doctor.
Oh, there it is. So thank you. I am going, apparently from the Rabbinical College of New Jersey. It's a great institution run by Rabbi Moishe Herson and a friend, a very, very spiritual man, a great guy. And Joe, I'd like to give you a doctorate for all you're doing for the Jewish community. And you come, and I'm going like,
a doctorate, really, from the rabbinical college? So I go, sure. So I commit, and with my friend Ron Bate from Newark, and we're going to go in, and we're going to get doctorates. But now I'm putting the whole thing together, but I'm very shy in that regard. When they honor you, I want to just say, okay, but now who do you invite? And then I know they want you to sell tables. I'm really bad at that. Then, so I thought about, maybe, should I start a GoFundMe? Isn't that a nice gesture to set a GoFundMe to raise money? I mean, you can always do that, right?
Sure.
For the Rabbinical College of New Jersey. But in any case, I'm much serious note. I'm very honored, and we're gonna put that together. And remind me, Joe, I got to talk to Mr. Crowley about it, because I think Salem should be involved too.
Of course.
I like that. So it's nice, and these are the things that we're doing. Now, this weekend, Donald Trump will be down in Wildwood. They're expecting 40,000 or so, and Jeff Andrew is there, and I'm working. Because when am I not? And Bill Camastro and I from Gold Coast Cadillac have put together, and Bill put this together, I give him all the credit, for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If you get a chance to come to Oakhurst, New Jersey, Gold Coast Cadillac, I'll be down there this Saturday. It's gonna be great. The Cadillacs, Al, you would love this. The Cadillacs that pristine from every year. And we go and we raise money for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So that is my responsibility. I committed. And then when Jeff Andrew, Congressman Van Drew, a great guy, Jeff says, hey, Joe, you better be down there. How do I do both of them? And I'm not sure, but maybe I'll try to get down there. But, you know, and then what do? You go, I got to wait behind 40,000 people, right? And, you know,
I have two doctorates. I don't wait for people like this. Who's he? No. Front of the line, please. I'm beyond the
but
people.
But when Donald Trump's there, you don't
you
say.
You think I'm going to get there and be held blocks away while some Secret Service guy checks my car? Don't you know who I am?
Man.
This beautiful Cadillac. No air conditioning, by the way, either. Fantastic.
The only guy that orders.
It's exactly 5 miles to the gallon. Costs me $172.50 to fill it up.
No. Please, no, I'll tell you. I'm the only guy that orders a car without air conditioning.
Right.
So
crank down windows, no power windows.
Joe, are you looking into this? Because I want to make sure on the air,
I am.
For the record, that Jeff said we should be down there. I'm going to try to get down there. But my commitment certainly is to go.
See, you know what
Cadillac.
You should do? You should roll up and have a horn like, like you just come rolling in. I'm here. You know, part
of the
Ritz.
I should take one of those 59 Cadillac, like wise guys, you know, going,
thank you, Mr. Acavano.
Jump out. Dressed in 80s gear, you know.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, bring Danny DeVito with me to go down there. It'd be great.
But I don't know how to get down. It's my life. It's my life, you know. But we'll try. You've contacted the powers that be, Joey?
Yes, I have. I've passed all the messages along. So.
And to Jeff, too. To Jeff's office,
yes,
too,
yes,
as well.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let him know. Because what happens is you didn't even show up.
They're certainly well aware that.
I'll tell you this. The last time Donald Trump was in Wildwood, I had to go down. And I was told, don't go down, Joe. You should be invited to go down because I go, no, I got to see this. Honestly, if it was anybody else going to a Jersey destination, it was an event. And then I had to go down. So I had Captain Frank drive me down. My buddy drove me down. We went down there. And it was like a rock concert like you've never seen. It was like Wildwood. It was down. And people were friendly and nice. And I'm going like, look at this. And I'm glad I went. And I told you about it. What was this? That had to be 4 years ago already. At least four years ago, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know? And so I went in. And then they go, Joe, well, you got to get in Secret Service. And somehow, someone spot me here. They go, Joe, come on, we'll let you in here. Come on, let you in here. Here's a pass for this. It was so much fun.
You know what I want to know? How is it that you have to get vetted by the Secret Service? You're Joe Piscopo.
No, well, yeah,
it's not
know.
Like no, but yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, they were very nice, and then I knew all the law enforcement guys there.
Nobody there is going to mistake you for Joe Pesci. I mean, let's be fair, right? I mean. Right?
That's what I should do. You know, so in any case, it was so much fun. And if everybody goes down, I think they'll have just a great time. And it's great to see someone come to New Jersey. And it's great to see someone running for office that brings that kind of fervor.
You know what? It is great that the former president is taking advantage of the fact that, look, if he has to be stuck here for, you know, a month or so while he should be on the campaign trail, try to do as much many things as you can within the New York and New Jersey area. Who knows? He might sway some voters. I mean, that's a smart move.
I think that's
Instead of just sitting idle and fuming about the trial, hey, let me get out there and make sure that my face is seen. You know, because, listen, the cameras are coming no matter what to get shots of him. So he might as well do some stuff in and around here.
Who is it? By the way, you're absolutely right. That is so important, and it's genius. And look, his numbers went up. There was a new poll yesterday. He's up even more numbers over Biden. Who's got the camera in the courtroom? Can they just let Donald Trump go through this and get it over with? And whether they convict him or not, he's going to get through it all.
It's every day. It's just an initial shot of the camera, and then the camera has to leave the courtroom because they don't have any.
Get a little privacy for the guy.
No. I understand that, but every day he's in there, he's more, you know, PO'd that he's in there. So I don't think he's going to have a... What's he going to do? He's not going to smile for the camera. He's going to be like, hey, how you doing?
You think how long... Honestly, you've got to give Donald Trump credit because, Al, what do you think if I was in that courtroom? How long do you think I would stay
every day
in the courtroom?
He should pull up another sign, vote for me. You know, like, so just, you know, whatever. The website to, you
that's
know,
great. That's great.
That'd be great. Not
text
say a word.
Donald Trump. Yeah, that's great.
Just pull up the sign, put it down. That's it. You know.
That's a great idea. See, and I would do that too, and I would go in with goggles, an Admiral Byrd outfit on, you know.
Like,
you know?
Fake
you
news.
Know? Yeah, you know, got too cold in here. It's cold in here, you're right. Yeah. I would buzz, but then again, I'd be thrown in jail. So let's hope he's not. But you gotta give the guy a lot of credit for going through this nonsense. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, Debbie New Haven's out there. Hey Deb, how we doing, Deb? How we doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So I'm glad you had a good weekend and busy as usual, right?
Went out and saw the great Tony DeSere, who's fabulous. And I don't go out, but I went. Then he brought me on stage. We had a great time. Great community, great people, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I did church yesterday. And then I got to tell you, I know we got a break. But I got, only me, this is only me, I drive 2 hours and 20 minutes in the city, and then I go on the Upper East Side to St. Jean Baptiste. This church, you got to go, yes. Deb. It's just gorgeous. And Father John does a great mass with an organ and a beautiful singer. I mean, it's like the way the mass should be, you know? And then I go, okay, so I sit down, and the gal goes, oh, could you help us out, Joe, with the collection? Absolutely, be happy to. I sit down. The kneeling thing is gone. The kneeling, the thing that you put down the kneeling pad. It's not that I sit in the one seat in the whole beautiful church that doesn't have a kneeling pad. So now the most precious part of the mass is celebrating the Eucharist. Yes. And that's why we are there. So now I'm kneeling on the floor and I look like Jerry Lewis with the pew up to my chin because I'm way low.
This is great.
I said, only me. Only me. And I wanted to kneel. I could not kneel because it was the most important part of the mass. I'm kneeling down and my chin hits the pew in front of me. And I'm trying to hold my head up. I look like Tim Conway, you know? You know what I mean? And Carol Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
Only me, right?
I wish there was a picture of that.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Debbie's out there looking out for you, Deb. 6:52 in the morning.
I love it. Good morning, Joe. It's foggy this morning, so be careful traveling. Watch for delays on 95 southbound down through Fairfield and in toward Norwalk again. Everything reopened in Norwalk out by exit 15 after Friday's tanker accident. Watch for delays cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Bruckner westbound slowing down to the Hunts Point Drawbridge, Whitestone Bridge, heavy into Queens. A lot of volume already on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. We're seeing delays westbound Belt, getting out to our Kennedy Airport. Heading to the airports, please check in with your airline. Inbound GWB about 35. Lincoln, that's about 40. Over at the Holland, 20. Problems right now on 80 East, exit 30 into Mount Arlington. Tractor trailer fire under control, but two lanes remain blocked as crews continue to work at the scene. Heavy traffic here on 80 East out through Mount Arlington because of that issue. And over on the thruway south exit 13, a disabled vehicle on the shoulder getting down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I love bringing you products that improve your life. Well, this product can save a life. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, there are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. One child dies every 5 days from choking. The solution is called LifeVac. My dear friend Arthur Lee is the founder, CEO, and inventor of LifeVac.
It's a simple rescue device that can change your child's life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child in your family, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website at lifevac.net. That's LifeVac.net. View the videos demonstrating its ease of use. LifeVac works in three simple steps: place, push, and pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple. LifeVac.net, made in the USA and FDA registered.
I don't know about you, Fran, but when you woke up this morning, where were your kids? Were they safely tucked into bed? Mine were. Well, one of mine wasn't. One was in the living room already on the iPad playing Roblox, and the other two were, you know, yawning and trying to get out of bed because it was a school day. One of them went into the kitchen, poured herself a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and a bowl of milk, and got her lunch together, and she had all of her stuff. My daughter, she is on it. She knows how to do all of it. My boys, not so much. But here's the thing. When they opened the cabinet, they didn't worry that they weren't going to find food. Today, there are millions of families in Central and South America that will go hungry with no food in any cabinet in their house. And our gifts through Food for the Poor right now will feed a child that will otherwise die. Please call this number, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
We've got a little bit of fog and mist out across the area this morning. Also, some scattered showers moving through parts of New Jersey and over towards New York. We're going to expect to see some more scattered showers moving through this afternoon and this evening. High temperatures in the low 70s as a result. Overnight tonight, we clear out a little bit and we see a warmer day tomorrow with a high temperature of 78. I'm Storm Guides meteorologist Stephen Parr.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Let me tell you about InfuCareRx, if I can. Under the watchful eye of our good friend Devin Patel, founder and CEO, InfuCareRx is a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. If you're currently in need of infusion services, whether IV or sub-Q infusions, InfuCareRx can offer a positive lifestyle change by providing the services in the comfort of your home, as opposed to a clinic or a hospital. Now, patients of InfuCareRx have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access 24/7, 365. I've seen my daughter Olivia improve so much with the infusions that I'm telling you about, like what they do at InfuCareRx. It's extraordinary. You got to talk to your doctor, though, okay? See if you're a candidate for this safe and convenient at-home infusion service of InfuCareRx. And to review their services, you go to InfuCareRx.com. InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCareRx, improving quality of life, one patient at a time. All right, trying to keep up on my social media here. Getting it all out, and I think I got most of it out of there. A lot to get into. I love this, where they're putting up the NYPD, putting that American flag up. You know the story from last week, after those ridiculous, childish, amateur protests. And then those college students put up the American flag as well. So there's a lot to get into. And then this story here, which I hesitate to talk about, but you just plain can't make it up, is this, where this guy ran in this woman's race, you know? And then, of course, she won, except her time would have put her in last place if she competed with men. So I don't know why, like, this whole administration wants to do away with women's sports, and I can't get a handle on that one. But we got a lot to talk about, and Dan Hoffman's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour, and Edie Peters, Ligori, is going to join us as well, from the president of the FBI Citizens Academy Alumni Association of New Jersey, Pastor Corey Brooks from Chicago. A lot going on in Chicago that you don't want to miss. Joe DiGenova, Joe. Joe's going to join us, former U.S. Attorney, District of Columbia. We're going to talk about, yes, another Trump trial that is not going to mean anything in just a few weeks, but we got to go through it. But Joe will break it down for you. Dr. Marty McCary as well. Tom Holman, Tom Del Baccaro, and Tommy Lahren. Piscopo on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 16-year-old on Long Island crashes a stolen car into another vehicle killing the elderly female driver. It happened shortly before 9 p.m. Saturday in Center Reach. Suffolk County police say the team was driving a stolen 2008 Land Rover on Middle County Road when he slammed into the back of a vehicle driven by a 73-year-old woman. She was later pronounced dead at the hospital. A 50-year-old male passenger suffered serious injuries. The teen, whose name was not released, tried to flee the scene, but was taken into custody by an off-duty cop. He's facing a slew of charges. The Fall Guy landing at the top of the weekend box office. The film made $10.4 million on opening day, which includes just over $3 million from preview screenings. The love triangle tennis drama Challengers comes in second, earning over $2 million on Friday. And in honor of Star Wars Day, Disney's 25th anniversary re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, takes third. Mpox cases are on the rise again in New York City. The health department says new cases of the virus, formerly known as monkeypox, are averaging 36 per month since October, after ranging from 2 to 20 cases per month earlier last year. Officials also have their eye on a more severe strain of the illness that has surfaced in the Congo. They worry that it could spread here. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.